And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here is the rock and roll news for the week of June 30th. This week in 1969, John Lennon received 17 facial stitches and Yoko Ono received 14 after a car crash in Scotland. Sam Phillips sold the legendary Sun Records studio in Memphis, Tennessee this week in 1969. Mountain, featuring Leslie West and Felix Pappalardi, along with Corky Lang, who was the drummer from Toronto, they formed this week in 1969. The Lawrence Welk Show premiered this week on television in 1955. Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock, as featured in the movie The Blackboard Jungle, reached number one on the Billboard charts in 1955, and the rock and roll era began in earnest. The first Ray Charles self-titled album released this week in 1957. In 76, Paul Revere got married during the intermission of his concert at Kings Island Amusement Park in Cincinnati on America's Bicentennial. The Beatles accidentally snubbed Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos and her husband pulled their police protection. A mob then attacked the Fab Four this week in 1966. Where the action is, the Dick Clark TV show in the afternoon debuted this week in 1965 with hosts Linda Scott and Steve Alamo. Paul McCartney met John Lennon for the first time at a Liverpool Church Festival concert by John's group, The Quarrymen, this week in 1957. Jefferson Airplane, formed in 1965. The debut movie by the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, premiered in London, England, this week in 1964. Cher married Greg Allman from the Allman Brothers Band, but she filed for divorce just 10 days later, this week in 1975. The Rockabilly Hall of Fame in Jackson, Tennessee opened this week in 2001. San Francisco's Fillmore West Concert Hall closed this week in 1971. In the studio, Brenda Lee went into the studio for the first time. She was only 11 years old, and she recorded her version of Jambalaya in 1956. Also, same year, Elvis in the studio recording Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel, his first recordings with all of the Jordanaires. The Brothers Four began recording Greenfields in 59, before Topps cut It's the Same Old Song this week in 65. Them, with Van Morrison, recorded the original version of Gloria this week in 1964. Jackie Wilson recorded Higher and Higher in 65, and in 1961, Ray Charles recorded Hit the Road, Jack, and Unchain My Heart. Birthdays: Bobby Day, born in 1930. Deborah Harry from Blondie is 74. Delaney Bramlett from Delaney and Bonnie, born in 39. Dan Aykroyd from the Blues Brothers is 67. Tom Springfield from the Springfields and brother of the late Dusty Springfield is 85. Leapy Lee is 80. Paul Williams from the Temptations, born in 39. Fontella Bass, born this week in 1940. Judith Durham from the Seekers is 73. Mitch Miller, born in 1911. Robbie Robertson from the Band is turning 76. Terry Cashman from Cashman & West and the Buchanan Brothers is 78. Smiley Lewis, born in 1913. Bill Haley, born this week in 1925. Gene Chandler is 82. Jan Bradley, 76. Della Reese, born in 1931. Florence Ballard from the Supremes, born in 1943. Larry Hull was born in 1940. John Waite from the Babies is 67. Ed Rambo is 76. Lena Horne, born in 1917. Evelyn Champagne King is 59. Marvin Rainwater, born in 1925. And Bill Withers is turning 81 this week. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of June 30th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. And then go to blog. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.